again, we're just sort of feeding into the mentality that, you know, somehow if you regulate guns, that means that somebody's going to come into your house and take every gun that you have. That's just not true. And I think that what we need to be about is making sure that it is difficult enough for a person to get a gun so that someone with mental illness doesn't. You know, this is a very complicated issue to me, and it's one that I think, frankly, is being addressed at the federal level in the election campaigns that we're seeing in ways that I have a little tiny bit of hope about. And of course, we saw President Obama just really angry about this. And that was just the day after I had been in D.C. for a briefing with the president and his senior staff. And who knew that this was going to happen? And then the following day, I was at a conference where the Oregon delegation was present. And they had a moment of silence for those folks who lost their lives and the people who were, you know, affected by this, which is really all of us. And they talked about the need for stricter gun control, that it isn't just mental health. It is making sure that guns are not as proliferate as they are in this country.
We haven't been immune to high-profile shootings. We had the three Chapel Hill Muslim Americans
Correct.
Who were shot dead earlier this year. That got a lot of media attention. But of course, you know, people are killed with gun violence every day.
Yes, and more in this country than any other.